The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to episode 742 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, for the weekend of Friday, November 21st through Sunday, November 23rd. This program originates on the radio Friday at 4. We will encore Sunday afternoon at 4, but you can listen to this program before it airs on the radio or anytime throughout the course of the weekend at AmarilloDiocese.com. AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org, and you can listen at your own leisure and listen to segments again or rewind or fast forward or whatever the case might be, but you can listen on your time frame online. This is for the weekend of Christ the King Sunday. This is the final weekend of the calendar year for the church. A brand new church year begins on Sunday, November 30th with the Feast of Advent and the first Sunday of Advent. By the way, this is our 498th broadcast at our still relatively new digs here in Southwest Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we also host the West Texas Catholic, the podcast powered by Kappen and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. We're going to get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news, and we'll explain that with some housekeeping here in just a couple of minutes. But we're going to get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news, and we're going to spend quite a bit of time in prayer as well. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted and always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocesan Office of Communications or Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo or the Diocese of Amarillo itself. Continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. Notice we've got some chances of rain lurking around, and we're not doing a bad job getting the harvest out of the field. Again, please give the guys that are moving from field to field that have the those big orange triangles on the back of their combines and tractors a little extra room on the highways and byways as they bring in the harvest. There's some still good-looking crops running around in our panhandle, and I hope the harvest yields are the best they've ever been until next year. But if we get a little rain here, hey, that's God's plan, and His will be done. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, the discerning. Continue to please pray for our three great seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. And also, we encourage you to please pray for these men: Gabriel Bermudez, Jesus Chacon, Jesus Martinez, Todd Murray, Rudy Munoz, Dwayne Rickwartz, Dr. Kevin Rickwartz, and Martin Ruiz. Those eight men are scheduled to be ordained to the permanent diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo during a Saturday, December 6th Mass at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Continue to pray for them and pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we will pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life in our final segment of this week's program. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated. Okay, let me step on my soapbox here for just a minute. We just got finished voting for all those constitutional amendments, and now we got to get ready for the midterm elections that are coming up next November, November 3rd, in fact, for those of you that are keeping an eye on the calendar. And that means you need to make sure you are registered to vote when we get to the primaries in March and in a runoffs and in the general midterm elections next Tuesday, November November 3rd. Please make sure you're registered to vote and start doing your homework on all the candidates, their positions, etc. As Catholics, we are morally obligated to vote in elections, and not just the ones that we want to vote in. We are morally obligated to vote in every election. So please make sure you get registered to vote. New registration cards should be coming out here in the next couple of weeks before the end of the year. If you don't get one, go to your local county voter registrar's office and get yourself registered to vote, and then start doing your homework on the issues, and then get out and vote. And we'll see you at the polls. And once again, I'm going to remind you of this probably for the next 48 weeks or so, but I'm going to remind you also with this: as Catholics, we are morally obligated to vote in elections, and that's not just the ones that we want to vote in or think we should. Every single election, we are morally obligated to vote. Before we get to diocesan news, on a personal note, last Saturday, on November 15th, I lost my dad, Sam Albrecht. I shouldn't say I lost him. I should say heaven gained him. I guess that's a good way of putting it. My dad passed away at the age of 91 after a brief illness down in Dimmitt. I put up a great Facebook post, or at least I thought it was great. Others may disagree with it, but I put up a Facebook post talking about my dad, because my dad was my hero. He was my first hero. I broke Leroy Jethro Gibbs' rule number 73, never meet your heroes, every day when I saw my dad. My dad gave me three things that no one else could give me. That's my life, my Catholic faith, and my work ethic. And I thank you, Dad, for all that you've done for me, and we'll take it from here. May you continue to intercede for us as we pray for you here, and we'll see you again soon, and we'll drink a nice Scotch tribute to you somewhere down the road. Rest in peace, Sam Albrecht, who passed away at the age of 91 on November 15th, and his funeral taking place this weekend at Holy Family Church in Nazareth. Let's get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news. Do you realize we're getting close to the end of the 2025 Jubilee year? Yeah, really. The Jubilee Year of Hope will come to an end on Tuesday, January 6th, with the Feast of the Epiphany. But there are some Pilgrimage of Hope locations you need to visit, and you're running out of time to go visit them. Now, we have the Divine Mercy Chapel at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. We also have four other locations in all four of our deaneries. In the Central Deanery, St. Lawrence Church, 2300 North Spring in Amarillo. Immaculate Heart of Mary Church at 411 Ware Avenue in Groom, representing the East Deanery. Church of the Holy Spirit, 511 South Austin in Tulia, representing the South Deanery. And Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 South Maddox in Dumas, that represents the North Deanery. Tickets for a raffle to benefit the 2026 Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC, and the World Youth Day 2027 delegation representing the Diocese of Amarillo are still available. Those tickets are $10 apiece. The drawing will take place at 6 p.m. Wednesday, December 10th, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. Top prize in the drawing, four tickets to the Los Angeles Chargers-Dallas Cowboys game Sunday, December 21st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Second prize, an Apple iPad Air. Third prize, a 55-inch television. Fourth prize is an Apple smartwatch. Fifth prize, a one-cup Keurig coffee maker, and sixth prize is an Echo Dot. Tickets for the drawing can be purchased online at covenantteen.com/annual-raffle by using a credit card, or you can even use Venmo. Tickets can also be purchased in the Diocesan Youth Office at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue, during regular business hours. And I do want to talk about business hours here in just a bit as well. Now, if you're interested in attending World Youth Day 2027 in Seoul, and maybe you'd like to start raising funds for the pilgrimage, you're asked to get in touch first with the Diocesan Youth Office, according to Oscar Guzman, because you need to pre-register for World Youth Day at amarillodiocese.org/registration-process. For those that are graduating in 2027, think of it this way. This would be a really cool senior trip, wouldn't it? We encourage you to pre-register now, start fundraising, get all the details at amarillodiocese.org/WYD-fundraiser. And if you need to know more about the drawing to purchase tickets or World Youth Day 2027 in Seoul, get in touch with Oscar Guzman, 806-383-2243, extension 118. Also, we were wanting to mention this at the very beginning, but we'll mention it now and probably a few other times. The Diocesan Pastoral Center will be closing on Wednesday at noon for Thanksgiving. I find it really hard to believe we're back at Thanksgiving again, but we are. And Thanksgiving should not just be the fourth Thursday of the month in November. It should be an everyday thing, don't you think? We'll close it Wednesday at noon for Thanksgiving, and we will reopen on Monday, December 1st at 9 o'clock and get Advent underway throughout the course of the Diocese of Amarillo. Let's talk about the radio program for just a moment. This is our last program for the month of November. We will be taking next week off for Thanksgiving, and then we will be taking off the week after that because of the annual Share-a-thon here on Guadalupe Radio Network. So we'll be back with a fresh radio program the weekend of Friday, December 12th through Sunday, December 14th. We'll have a program the weekend after that. Then we'll take another 2 weeks off for Christmas and the Solemnity of Mary, and we'll start with a brand new program for 2026 on the weekend of Friday, January 9th through Sunday, January 11th. And we'll remind you of those dates again, but do keep that in mind. And we encourage you to please have a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. There's a lot to be grateful for, and we should be grateful not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day of our lives for all the great blessings that God has put before us. The Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo offering a day of reconciliation Wednesday, December 3rd, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. This day of reconciliation taking place in conjunction with an Advent mission Sunday, December 7th and Monday, December 8th at St. Mary's Cathedral. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Father Lawrence John JCL is the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral. He's also the Vicar General for the Diocese of Amarillo, and he says he's hoping to have numerous diocesan priests available throughout the day to hear confessions. Multilingual priests will be available throughout the day, and he's encouraging everyone to join them at St. Mary's Cathedral and take advantage of receiving the Sacrament of Reconciliation during the Advent season as we prepare for Christmas. If you need to know more, call the cathedral office during regular business hours, and do keep in mind, a lot of parish offices are also going to be shutting down on Wednesday for Thanksgiving, so please keep that in mind. St. Mary's Cathedral's telephone number, 806-376-7204, 806-376-7204. I need some help, folks, on a project, okay? Well, two projects I'll talk about. Project number one is the latest 12-month diocesan calendar covering calendar year 2026. We're going to publish that in the Sunday, December 21st issue of the West Texas Catholic, and during our Christmas break, slowly but surely get that on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org. We invite all diocesan parish and school organizations to please turn in dates for events that are taking place during the calendar year. We'll use that for the diocesan calendar, and again, we'll publish it on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org. Now, we know a lot of you haven't even started thinking about 2026 dates for jamaicas, parish dinners, fundraisers, etc., but we ask that you start thinking about that so you can get those dates to us, so we can get that on the calendar, and it'll help us in keeping an up-to-date calendar during this new calendar year and hopefully keep conflicts, if any, to a dull roar. Calendar information can be sent a number of ways. You can email it to westtexascatholic@gmail.com, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, a T at the end of West, a T at the beginning of Texas, so you have two T's there. You can fax it to us for those that still have a fax machine or have access to one, 806-383-8452. You can mail it to us, P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo, 79117-5644. You can bring it in writing to us at the Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue in Amarillo during regular business hours. But keep in mind, the deadline to submit information for the 2026 Diocesan Calendar is Thursday, December 4th. And if you need to know more, please call me at the Diocesan Pastoral Center. I'll be happy to help you out. My telephone number in the Office of Communications is 806-414-1076. And that brings us to our first break in the program. We will talk about the Centennial Kickoff Mass and the Big Mass the day after that, the Ordination Mass for our 8 new permanent deacons for the Diocese of Amarillo on the other side of the break. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for much needed rain. We can never, ever, ever pray for too much rain in the Diocese of Amarillo. And yes, we're in a La Nina situation right now. So yeah, we're going to be A little dry for a while, folks, but let's pray for that rain that we certainly do need. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your Holy Child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit. Invite him into our life so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the official centenary prayer for the Diocese of Amarillo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 100 years of grace in our diocese. We praise you for the deep faith and the outstanding example of our founders, for the dedicated service of our bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and for the witness of countless faithful. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may live as one family in Christ, proclaiming the gospel with joy and serving the poor with love. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Lawrence, our patrons, guide us into the next century of faith, hope, communion, and mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. There's a really neat thing going on at St. Mary's Cathedral School, and the good thing is they're getting very close to hitting their goal. If you haven't already taken part, they invite you to be a part of the Compostela Society, a legacy of hope and faith. At St. Mary's Cathedral School, they're committed to forming families for eternity. Rooted in Catholic tradition and academic excellence, St. Mary's Cathedral School has been a cornerstone of faith-based education in Amarillo since 1913. Through the Compostela Society, they invite you to be a part of a transformational journey, one that ensures every child, regardless of financial circumstances, has access to a Catholic education. Through the Compostela Society, the organization is hoping to raise at least $230,000 in gifts of $5,000 or more. Now, this is a jubilee year that we're wrapping up, a time of renewal and hope, and as we celebrate this sacred pilgrimage of faith, St. Mary's Cathedral School is calling upon its community and the community as a whole to become pilgrims of hope by investing in the future of Catholic education. If you need to know more about the Compostela Society at St. Mary's Cathedral School in Amarillo, please call the school itself, 806-376-9112, 806-376-9112. Please be generous and please help with the Compostela Society at St. Mary's Cathedral School here in Amarillo. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Segment number two of episode 742 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you for listening to Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. We'll take care of some housekeeping in just a moment, but first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, our country is certainly in need of prayer all the time. Let us pray for the United States of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this great nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Good time to remind you also that WestTexasCatholic.org, our wayward website, has been brought back from, well, life support, and it's up and running again. If you haven't bookmarked it, please do so, WestTexasCatholic.org. And also make sure you bookmark AmarilloDiocese.org and keep up with everything that's going on in the Diocese of Amarillo on those two websites. Now, when you visit WestTexasCatholic.org, we invite you to scroll down. To the left, you're going to find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper, which is dated, by the way, Sunday, November the 23rd. Go to the right of that, you'll find a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to August 2009. To the right of that, you'll find a link to this program. You can hear the latest show before it airs, which is usually posted on Wednesday or Thursday. We let you know about that in a Facebook post, okay? Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest here in the Diocese of Amarillo. You'll also find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register. So if you haven't already, please bookmark our site, WestTexasCatholic.org. And if you haven't already, and we've been telling you and inviting you and asking you to do so for so many years now, please bookmark our diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org, and visit them both often. And we thank you for your support of the diocesan Office of Communications. A couple of things we need to remind you about. Number one, the Pastoral Center will be closing on Wednesday at noon for the Thanksgiving holiday. So please keep that in mind. We close at noon on Wednesday. We'll reopen on Monday, December 1st at 9 o'clock at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. And Bishop Patrick J. Zurich and the entire Diocesan Pastoral Center staff wish each of you a very happy Thanksgiving. Number two, because of the Thanksgiving holiday, there is no radio program next week here on Catholic Radio or AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. And because of the Christmas Share-a-thon the following week on GRN, there is no radio program on GRN or on either of the websites. We're going to take a couple of weeks off and retool. We'll have a brand new program for you the weekend of Friday, December 12th through Sunday, December 14th. We'll have a program from the weekend after that, and then we'll take two weekends off for Christmas and the Solemnity of Mary, and then we will return with a brand spanking new program for the new year, the weekend of Friday, January 9th through Sunday, January 11th. So yeah, we're going to take some time off, and I know that some people aren't going to like that too much, but it is what it is, and we'll take some time off, and we'll get back to work on the show itself here in about 2 weeks or so, the weekend of Friday, December 12th. Through Sunday, December the 14th. Let's talk about a couple of big events coming up on Friday, December 5th and Saturday, December 6th here in the Diocese of Amarillo. We start with the one on Friday, December 5th, the Diocese of Amarillo beginning its year-long celebration of its centennial with a 5:30 p.m. Mass Friday, December 5th, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich will preside at the Mass. Priests of the Diocese of Amarillo will be celebrating deacons from our diocese will be assisting. It's the only Mass that will be celebrated that day in the Diocese of Amarillo, according to Father Lawrence John, JCL, Vicar General and Rector at St. Mary's Cathedral. Now, during the Mass, the centennial candle will be blessed and lit for the first time. After the Mass, each pastor will receive a candle to be lit during the weekend Masses in their own parishes and missions, symbolizing our unity in faith and our shared journey as a diocesan family. The kickoff Mass, the first of numerous events and celebrations taking place throughout the Diocese of Amarillo to mark its centennial, which will culminate in a Mass of Thanksgiving to celebrate the 100th anniversary on Saturday, August 22nd at 10 a.m., also at St. Mary's Cathedral. Father Lawrence John, JCL, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Amarillo and Rector at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, puts it this way, and I quote him, "As we look toward this momentous occasion, we're invited to reflect on the very heart of our journey as a diocesan family. Faith anchors us, hope guides us, communion strengthens us, and mission sends us. 100 years of walking together in Christ. Cherishing this moment in our shared history, we give thanks for the grace to witness the 100th year of our diocese, a true milestone and a blessing. Together, clergy, religious, and laity, let us gather for the centennial celebrations to thank God for His enduring faithfulness." End of quote. Now, according to the Diocesan Archives and AmarilloDiocese.org, the Diocese of Amarillo is composed of 26 counties, comprising approximately 25,800 square miles. The first evidence of a Catholic presence in this area was on May 26, 1541, when the Spanish explorer Francisco Vázquez de Coronado was searching for Cibola, the seven cities of gold. On the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, Fray Juan de Padilla, a Spanish Franciscan friar accompanying the Coronado expedition, offered Mass in the environs of Paladura Canyon, south of Amarillo. Fray Padilla is the first martyr on U.S. soil. He died while evangelizing the native people in what's now present-day Kansas on November 30, 1544. The Diocese of Amarillo, originally a part of the Diocese of Guadalajara, Mexico, then Linares, Mexico, New Orleans, and then the Texas Diocese of Galveston and Dallas before being established as a diocese on August 3, 1926. Since its creation, two dioceses have been formed from its original territory, the Diocese of San Angelo, erected on October 16, 1961, and the Diocese of Lubbock, which was erected on March 25, 1983. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich is the 8th Bishop of Amarillo. He's also the longest-serving bishop in the 99-year history of our diocese. Other bishops who have served in our diocese: Bishop Rudolph A. Gerken from 1927 to 1933, Bishop Robert Emmett Lucy from 1934 to 1941, Bishop Lawrence J. Fitzsimon, 1941 to 1958, Bishop John L. Morkowski, 1956 to 1963, Bishop Lawrence M. DeFalco, 1963 to 1979, Bishop Leroy Theodore Matthiessen, 1980 to 1997, and Bishop John W. Yonta, 1997 to 2008. Now, the Mass is scheduled to be live-streamed on the St. Mary's Cathedral website. Look for additional information about upcoming events, noting the centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo at AmarilloDiocese.org, WestTexasCatholic.org, on the Diocesan Facebook page, which is Amarillo Diocese, in your local parish bulletins, and on Catholic Radio. It's a great celebration. 100 years in the making. We look forward to seeing you at St. Mary's Cathedral on Friday, December 5th for the Centennial Kickoff Mass, and we hope to see you the next day as well, because Bishop Zurich is scheduled to ordain 8 men to the permanent diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo during a 10 a.m. Mass Saturday, December 6th at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Deacon Brian Lewis is coordinator of the diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo, and he puts it this way, and I quote him, "A deacon is a wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit to help our church to spread the good news about Jesus Christ. Deacons are ordained clergy belonging to one of the three orders of the Sacrament of Holy Orders, which are deacon, permanent and transitional, priest, and bishop. They receive this sacrament when the bishop imposes hands on them at their ordination as they make a promise of obedience to their bishop. As the needs of the diocese dictates, the bishop assigns deacons where they are so needed. The deacon has a threefold ministry of the word, the altar, and of charity. In the ministry of the word, deacons engage in evangelism and the teaching mission of the church. The ministry takes place both inside the parish walls and outside in the world. In the ministry of the altar, the deacon assists the priest at Mass, particularly by proclaiming the gospel, leading the intercessions, preparing the altar, and ministering the chalice to the people at communion. Outside of Mass, deacons can preside at baptisms, weddings, funerals, morning and evening prayer, benediction, and give special blessings on varied occasions. And deacons are most visible in the parish as they assist the priest at Mass. However, their primary responsibility is the ministry of charity. The deacon cares for the poor and forgotten. He's a minister of peace and justice in the community. Deacon means servant. Thus, he is considered an icon of Christ who came not to be served, but to serve. Permanent deacons give witness to the spirituality of a married person who works in the world, according to Deacon Lewis. Wives go through the entire formation program with their husbands. Many become involved in lay ministry, either in conjunction with their husbands or on their own, and they're a dynamic gift to their parish. Newly ordained deacons usually begin their ministry in the parish where they live, but because of their promise of obedience to the bishop, they may be transferred, like any other clergyman, to meet the needs of the diocese. The deacon formation class of 2025 began in January 2021, requiring a significant time commitment of 64 hours or more per month during this nearly five-year process, according to Deacon Lewis. By the way, this is not the first time we've ordained deacons in this diocese. No, sir. These new deacons will join 37 permanent deacons actively ministering in the Diocese of Amarillo, thus increasing to 52 deacons serving 25 parishes. 12 deacons are retired, 33 are deceased, and a number have left the diocese and are ministering elsewhere. The diaconate has been serving the Diocese of Amarillo since October 1977, when the first class was ordained by Bishop Lawrence M. DeFalco. Additional classes were ordained in 1981, 1988, 1996, 2001, 2006, 2011, 2016, and 2020. Being ordained to the permanent diaconate, and their wives' names, by the way, to attach that are Gabriel Bermudez and his wife Antonia, Jesus Chacon and his wife Estella. The couples are both from Our Lady of Guadalupe Church here in Amarillo. We have Jesus Martinez and his wife Griselda, and Todd Murray and his wife Anna, both of those couples from San Jose Church in Hereford. Rudy Munoz and his wife Sylvia of St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa. Dwayne Rickwartz and his wife Lupe of St. Hyacinth Church, Amarillo. Dr. Kevin Rickwartz and his wife Cheryl of St. Anne's Church in Canyon. And Martin Ruiz and his wife Margarita of San Jose Church in Hereford. Now, if you'd like to know more about the deacons, I'm glad you are wanting to learn more. We've got thumbnail sketches for these eight diaconate candidates that can be found on pages 8 and 9 in the second section of the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic. Now, if you're unable to attend the ordination mass, the mass will be broadcast on the Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM and 94.5 FM, KTNZ, and on a low-power FM in Castro County near Nazareth at 105.5 FM, KHFNLP. That will start at 9:55. The Mass will also be live-streamed on the St. Mary's Cathedral website. We congratulate these eight men and their families as they bring an end to their formation, but not to their ministry. It's only just begun for those eight men and their families. Congratulations to them, and we look forward to calling them deacon. All right, we've went a little long with this segment. That's a good thing because we have the two big stories here, but there's a lot more going on as we turn the calendar to the last month of the year. We'll start sharing more of those items with you in our next segment. Plus, we'll pray to St. Michael the Archangel as we continue with episode 742 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you so much for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications as well. all on this Christ the King Sunday weekend.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a petition for God's protection over the United States and its citizens. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, please take dominion over this nation once again. Place your hand of protection over all its citizens wherever they may be. Protect this country's borders, its natural resources, and all freedoms. Reconcile the soul of this nation with your divine will. Inspire each citizen to pursue peace. Father, please preserve this nation in all truth and free it from any abuse of authority. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we're kind of fond of talking about our diocesan entities, the Knights of Columbus, Kobe Prison Ministry, the Diocesan Museum and Archives, and others. And there's others that we're going to bring up and talk about as this program continues to progress. But one that we've really never touched on is the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Have you ever heard the mission statement for the DCCW? The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women acts through its members to support, empower, and educate all Catholic women in spirituality, leadership, and service. DCCW programs respond with gospel values to the needs of the church and society in the modern world. Hey, women of faith, you're invited to be members of the DCCW. Join this great organization of women and grow in faith while building lasting friendships and service with purpose. All women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to be members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Come serve, connect, and be blessed. Need to know more about the DCCW? Well, get in touch with Emily Sanchez, 806-676-0251. That's 806-676-0251. Or get in touch with Jeannie Friedel at 806-679-9144. There's a place for every woman in the Diocese of Amarillo in the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Call these two wonderful ladies and find out more. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to free 1,000 souls from purgatory. Our Lord told St. Gertrude the Great that the following prayer would release 1,000 souls from purgatory each time it is said. The prayer was later extended to include living sinners as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We're in the second half of episode 742 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for listening to and supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications on our website, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. Plus, we always appreciate your support of the newspaper, this radio program, and Capn, STECAPN.com. And we also thank you for your support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And you, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's get you back up to date with more in the way of diocesan news. And we've been talking about a very busy start to the month of December. Well, before we talk about the Guadalupe celebration that's going on December 7th, let's talk about a couple of other things on December 5th and 6th. During a 41-day period that ended on December 8th, 1945, the Italian prisoners of war stationed at Camp Herford decorated St. Mary's Church in Umberger with artwork that continued continues to evoke a varied range of emotions nearly 80 years later. Well, in December, St. Mary's Church will be celebrating the 80th anniversary of the completion of the murals at the parish with a number of activities. On Friday, December 5th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's Painted Sanctuary, Italian POWs, and the Umbarger Community. It's the theme of a wine and cheese social in the parish hall at St. Mary's Church at 22830 Pondicita Road in Umbarger. Michaela Wegman will be offering a presentation, and artifacts from the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum and Canyon will be on display. The following morning, behind the murals, art making and POW camps will be presented on the St. Mary's Church grounds. That will start at 9 o'clock and run until noon. The morning will include mural viewing and discussion. Panhandle Plains Historical Museum is helping parishioners at St. Mary's Church create an exhibition that is on display now through Sunday, December 7th in the St. Mary's Parish Hall. St. Mary's parishioner Lori Wegman put it this way, and I quote her, "Thanks to the Christian Mothers and Men's Group at St. Mary's Church who have graciously offered to assist with various details. We continue to seek more volunteers and sponsors for these events. Some of the proceeds from these events will go toward the upkeep of the POW chapel at the former Camp Hereford site," end of quote. Learn more about these events at St. Mary's Church by going online to stmarysumbarger.com. Pre-registration for these events is encouraged so that ample food can be served. The 5th annual Handmade Christmas Craft Show at St. Peter and Paul Church in Dumas on Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Pastoral Center at 915 South Maddox in Dumas. Parishioner and event organizer Mary Swartz puts it this way, quote, "We will have a large selection of vendors to shop with, a concession stand, and door prizes throughout the day. There's no admission fee, and we encourage everyone to join us and take care of their last-minute Christmas shopping with us," end of quote. For vendor information, you can get in touch with Mary Swartz via email, kirsten@kikileestudio.com. Now let's spell that out for you. kirsten@kikileestudio.com. Also on Saturday, December 6th, St. Anthony's School in Hereford hosting its third annual Deaf Smith County Children's Business Fair. That goes from 9 a.m. until noon in the school gym at 120 West Park Avenue. Now, this fair is open to children between the ages of 6 and 14 who live in or attend school in Deaf Smith County, according to Elaine McNutt, Marketing Director at St. Anthony's School. Cash prizes awarded for Most Original Business Idea, Highest Business Potential, and Best Presentation. Applications must be submitted online and will be carefully reviewed to avoid duplication of ideas, according to McNutt, who said once an application is accepted, the booth fee of $10 will be taken up, which includes an 8-foot table and 2 chairs. For more details or to view the business fair basic rules and guidelines, go to this website, childrensbusinessfair.org/Hereford-TX, childrensbusinessfair.org/Hereford-TX. St. Hyacinth's Church here in Amarillo teaming up with Knights of Columbus Council 16205 to host its annual Christmas Gala Saturday, December 6th in the Parish Hall at 4500 West Hills Trail here in Amarillo. The evening begins with social hour at 6, followed by dinner at 7 and a dance from 8 until 11. The dinner with entrees, sides, and drinks, desserts will be prepared by Father Richard Zanetti, JCL, the pastor at St. Hyacinth's, and his team. Guests will have their choice of roast beef and mushrooms or glazed half chicken and stuffing. Tickets for the evening, $65 per person or $120 per couple. The dress is semi-formal. The evening will also include a silent auction and a raffle. Prizes include two $250 Visa gift cards. There's also going to be a half-and-half raffle. And get this, folks, very important, winners must be present to win. No one under the age of 21 will be admitted. Now, if you need to know more about the Christmas Gala at St. Hyacinth's Church or you'd like to purchase tickets, call the parish office during regular business hours, 806-358-1351, 806-358-1351. The public's invited and encouraged to take part in the 28th Diocesan Celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Sunday, December 7th, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, here in Amarillo. The most multicultural celebration starts at 2 p.m. with a procession beginning at St. Mary's Cathedral, continuing around Elwood Park. Mata Chinas will be performing sacred dances in the St. Mary's Sanctuary starting at 3 o'clock, according to Deacon Pablo Morales of St. Lawrence Church, who is coordinating the celebration. At 4 o'clock, Bishop Zurich will celebrate Mass. Priests of the Diocese of Amarillo are invited to concelebrate with him. Deacons are also invited to participate in the Mass. After Mass, hot chocolate, chaparrudo, and pan dulce will be served in the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center. Deacon Morales puts it this way, love this quote, "We strongly encourage everyone who is attending to stay for the Mass at 4 o'clock as we celebrate the Mother of Jesus and our Mother. When we celebrate Mary, we celebrate Jesus," end of quote. Pope Pius XII declared the Virgin of Guadalupe Queen of Mexico and Empress of the Americas in 1945 and Patroness of the Americas in 1946. St. John the 23rd invoked her as Mother of the Americas in 1961, referring to her as Mother and Teacher of the Faith of all American populations. For more details about the diocesan celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe, or if you'd like to participate in the celebration, please get in touch with Deacon Pablo Morales. His telephone number 806-282-7718. The Paradox of Hope is the theme of an Advent Mission Sunday, December 7th and Monday, December 8th at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. The mission will be offered both evenings from 6:30 until 7:30, and you are invited to attend. Now, if you'd wish to view the presentations at home, the talks will be live streamed on the cathedral's website. Sherry Freemo will be the featured speaker both evenings of the mission. Adopted to the Texas Panhandle, a small-town farm girl and mother of three sons, Freemo graduated from West Texas State University, now West Texas A&M University, with a Bachelor of Science in Education. She also has certifications in youth ministry, theology, healing and recovery for sexual abuse survivors, discovering spiritual gifts, and equine-assisted learning. Now, after teaching and an extensive career in youth ministry and pastoral leadership and management, Freemel is now the program manager for the Amarillo Area LOSS team with the City of Amarillo Public Health, as well as an equine-assisted learning coach at Dove Creek Equine Rescue. She specializes in grief, leadership, and crisis response. The mission will include music led by St. Mary's Music and Liturgy Director Dr. Greg Onofrio. There will be refreshments at the conclusion of the mission each evening. For additional details on the Advent mission at St. Mary's Cathedral, which is Sunday, December 7th and Monday, December 8th, please call the cathedral office during regular business hours, 806-376-7204. And we need to remind you that Monday, December 8th is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. It is a holy day of obligation. You must attend Mass on Monday, December 8th. So make plans to go to Mass. You can find the Mass schedules for that and for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe on Friday, December 12th on page 4 in the second section of the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. You can also find the Mass schedules for Thanksgiving on Thursday, November 27th on page 5 of the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we'll get all those Mass schedules up on the website, and hopefully they'll be ready to go for the weekend. One more thing before we take our final break in the program. Advent and Christmas programs are scheduled in all 5 Catholic schools in the Diocese of Amarillo, according to Christine Wanura, the Superintendent of Catholic Schools in the Diocese of Amarillo. In Dalhart, students at St. Anthony of Padua School are presenting a Living Nativity along with a holiday art walk with cocoa and cookies Tuesday, December 9th, 6 p.m. in the school at 411 East Texas Boulevard. You can find out more by calling the school office, 806-244-4811. An Advent program coming up on Thursday, December 11th, 2 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral School, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Fifth grade students will perform a nativity play, and all students are scheduled to sing during the program. Learn more by calling the school office, 806-376-9112. Holy Cross Catholic Academy hosting a choir and orchestra winter and Christmas concert, Sunday, December 14th, 7 p.m., St. Joseph's Church, 41 2122 South Bonham here in Amarillo. Admission to the concert free. If you need to know more about the concert, you can call Holy Cross Catholic Academy, 806-355-9637. St. Joseph's School here in Amarillo offering a performance of A Christmas Story by Susan Gately, Tuesday, December 16th, 6:30 p.m. in the school gym at 4114 South Bonham here in Amarillo. Learn more about the evening by calling the school office, 806-359-1604. And in Hereford, students at St. Anthony School will present its annual Christmas program Thursday, December 18th in the school gym at 120 West Park Avenue in Hereford. There'll be two performances, one for the grandparents at 2 p.m. and the second for the public at 6 p.m. Find out more by calling the school office, 806-364-1952. And that brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for much-needed vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we'll get you more in the way of diocesan news, including another thing that we need help on in my office. We are looking for couples who have been married 50 years between October 1st, 1975 and December 31st, 1975, so we can feature you as a part of our Golden Jubilees tribute in the Christmas issue of the West Texas Catholic. We'll tell you how you can take part on the other side of the break as we wrap up episode 742 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version for this Christ the King Sunday. And we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. And we thank you also for supporting Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for our friends who have fallen away from their Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal and merciful Father, I give you thanks for the gift of your divine Son, Jesus Christ, who offered his life on the cross for all mankind. I thank you also for the gift of the Catholic faith in which I share. Help me to grow in faithfulness to you by prayer, by works of charity and penance, and by regular participation in the sacraments of penance and the Holy Eucharist. You gave St. Monica a spirit of selfless love, manifested in her constant prayer for the conversion of her son Augustine. Inspired by boundless confidence in your power to move hearts and by the success of her prayer, I ask for the grace to initiate her constancy in my prayer for those who have fallen away from their Catholic faith. In your mercy and kindness, O Lord, grant that they may be open to the promptings of your Holy Spirit to return to your love and mercy in the communion of your Church. Grant also that my prayer be ever hopeful and that my witness be ever joyful. And grant me, O Lord, the grace never to judge the motives of another person, for you alone can read what is in our hearts. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we like to tout our various diocesan websites, whether it's AmarilloVocations.org for our seminarians, AmarilloDiocese.org for the Diocese of Amarillo, but we also need to tout WestTexasCatholic.org. We bought that website back not too long ago, and it's your one stop for a lot of stuff that's going on in the Diocese of Amarillo. First off, when you go to WestTexasCatholic.org, you'll see immediately current publication, the current issue of the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper. Click there to read the latest issue of the newspaper. Go to the right of that. You'll look right above the three things that are there. One is the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network, CAPN, where you can find a Catholic podcast that suits your mood, whether it be the West Texas Catholic, the podcast powered by CAPN and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo and all the other great CAPN products there. Underneath that, you'll see WTC Archives, where you can access past publications of the West Texas Catholic going back to August 2009. To the right of that, you see WTC Audio Version. You get your favorite Catholic radio show, and I'm trying to be humble about that, and we upload that usually on Wednesdays or Thursdays, and we will let you know about that in a Facebook post at facebook.com. Also underneath that, you get the place to sign up for FlockNote, where you can get the latest news of what's going on in the Diocese of Amarillo. Under that, diocesan news, the diocesan calendar. And then you see the publication schedules and deadlines, content and ad submissions, and subscription information. And then, at the very bottom, news from the Vatican and news from National Catholic Register, plus the WTC Vault. So it's all the things that you need to know about in the Diocese of Amarillo, whether it be the newspaper, the podcast, or the radio program. It's all at WestTexasCatholic.org. WestTexasCatholic.org. Bookmark that site, visit it often, keep up with everything that is going on here in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We stand before you, Holy Spirit, as we gather together in your name. With you alone to guide us, make yourself at home in our hearts. Teach us the way we must go and how we are to pursue it. We are weak and sinful. Do not let us promote disorder. Do not let ignorance lead us down the wrong path, nor partiality influence our actions. Let us find in you our unity so that we may journey together to eternal life and not stray from the way of truth and what is right. All this we ask of you, who are at work in every place and time, in the communion of the Father and the Son, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The final segment of episode 742 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and listening to and supporting all the communication offices, various ways of getting the news out, whether it's the newspaper, the podcast, or this radio show at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, we can never pray enough for vocation. So let us spend a moment in prayer and pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. And then we will say a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we invite you to pray a Hail Mary at least once a day or a couple of times a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And we ask you to continue to pray for our three fantastic seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. And we also ask that you pray for these eight men who are scheduled to be ordained to the permanent diaconate on Saturday, December 6th, Gabriel Bermudez, Jesus Chacon, Jesus Martinez, Todd Murray, Rudy Munoz, Dwayne Rickwartz, Dr. Kevin Rickwartz, and Martin Ruiz. Find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop for everything and anything that has to do with vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW, is brought to you by you because of your words of encouragement, most importantly, your prayers and your very generous financial blessings. You continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 20th year of service to you in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry, and you can find out more by going to grnonline.com, grnonline.com. We thank all of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings, and we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. Piece of housekeeping to take care care of real quick, and it's a lengthy one. Number one, there is no radio program next week or the week after. The next radio program will drop for the weekend of Friday, December 12th through Sunday, December 14th. That also means no truncated versions on Amarillo Diocese or WestTexasCatholic.org. That's number one. Number two, Pastoral Center closes Wednesday at noon for the Thanksgiving holiday. We will reopen on Monday, December 1st at 9 o'clock at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. Keep in mind, Monday, December 8th, the Diocesan Pastoral Center will be closed for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. That is a holy day of obligation. Please go to Mass that day. Look for the Mass schedules on the Diocesan website, WestTexasCatholic.org, and in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Keep in mind, Friday, December 5th, we have the Centennial Kickoff Mass, 5:30, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. That's the only Mass in the Diocese of Amarillo that day. And then the next day, Saturday, December 6th, the Ordination Mass for the 8 new permanent deacons for the Diocese of Amarillo. That Mass at 10 o'clock, also at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. One more piece of diocesan news maybe we'll get into. We want to remind you that we need your help with Golden Jubilees for the Christmas issue. If you're a Catholic couple and were married between October 1st, 1975 and December 31st, 1975, and you're celebrating your 50th anniversary this fall, we want to celebrate your Golden Jubilee. Thursday, December 11th is the deadline to submit a photo and information to honor a couple married 50 years. There's no charge for this whatsoever. If you wish to participate, send a current or a wedding photo along with on a post-it note your names as well as the date and location of the wedding. Please, no cell phone camera photos. You can email those photos to us, westtexascatholic@gmail.com. Mail them to us, P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo 79117. If you're mailing them, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope and we'll return them after the issue date. Please put your name, address, phone number, and email address on a post-it note on the back of that photo. Need to know more? Office of Communications number 806-414-1075. That's going to wrap up another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version of very blessed and happy Thanksgiving to each of you and everyone who has reached out with prayers, words of condolences, and thoughts about my dad. Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless our audience. We appreciate you folks very, very much. Have a great week. Abortion is not healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.